God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. We are discussing the question whether it was Isaac or Ishmael who was the only son offered for sacrifice, as has been mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 22. We are discussing the book that has been authored by Mr. Abdul Sattar Ghori. And in the chapter which has been entitled as The Sites Claimed to be Moria, the author begins it by mentioning what has been mentioned in the book of Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Quote, "Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moria. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Of course, this mention clarifies that the place, the location, where the only son of Abraham was required by God Almighty to be sacrificed was called Moria. The author mentions that there is another place where this word Moria appears, and that is in Chronicles 2, chapter 3, verse 1. And the mention is as follows. "Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moria, where the Lord appeared unto David his father in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite." Now the author raises this question, that are the two Morias referring to the same location, or they are referring to two different locations? Harper's Bible Dictionary has assigned two different places for Moria. It is edited by Paul J. Achtemeyer. The Jewish Encyclopedia mentions that modern scholars advance different theories to identify which particular place qualifies to be Moria. There are four places that have been located for Moria. In this particular episode, I will mention three of them, and the list is going to be talked about in the next episode. The first of the four places claimed to be Moria is a mountain near Hebron. However, the author clarifies that there is no notable scholar that who has supported this claim. He also mentions that this claim contradicts the Bible, because according to the Bible, Abraham either settled in Hebron or at Mamre, which is 4 kilometers north of Hebron. Whereas the Bible clearly says that Abraham started his journey for Moria early in the morning, and after 3 days' journey, as the Bible says, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. So clearly it could not have been this mountain near Hebron. The second claim is that Mount Calvary, where it is claimed that Christ was crucified, that's the mountain where the only son of Abraham was offered for sacrifice. That opinion, according to the author, is again not acceptable, because A, no notable scholar of the Bible has mentioned it as an authentic point of view. And B, since Mount Calvary is located in Jerusalem city, or quite close to it, and for reasons that have already been mentioned in the first point, it could not have been that mountain, for according to the Bible, Abraham traveled for 3 days and yet was not able to reach the mountain called Moria. The third point of view that has been advanced to show as to which place could be correctly identified and called Moria is the Mount Gerizim near the ancient city of Shechin. The Samaritans attach it to the site of the temple to establish the sanctity and importance of their sanctuary. However, the Seventh-day Adventist Bible Dictionary mentions about the claim that it is, of course, entirely without support. That is, this claim that Mount Gerizim, near the ancient city of Shechin, is the place which is Moriah, where the only son of Abraham was offered for sacrifice. This authority of the Seventh-day Adventist Bible says that it is without any support. Now, the author, that is Mr. Abdus Sattar Ghori, he goes on to mention, after having quoted these authorities, that the Samaritans were bitterly against the southern kingdom of Judah. When the chronicler attached the name of Moriah to Solomon's temple to establish the sanctity and importance of the Judean sanctuary, the Samaritans, in response to it, attached the name Moriah to their sanctuary at Mount Gerizim, or vice versa. The author goes on to mention, the name Moriah has never been used for Mount Gerizim in the entire Bible. There is no mention of Moriah for it at all. He also mentions that it is to be noted that this Moriah, that is claimed to be Moriah, was not a barren wilderness. It is a beautiful and fertile hilly area with thick forests and abundant greenery all around it. The Bible has also associated with oaks. Not very far in its west is the Great Sea, Mediterranean Sea. At some distance in the east is the River Jordan. Within the parameters of 20 to 25 miles to its north-northeast and south-southeast are the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Abraham, having lived here for fairly considerable time, should have definitely been aware of it. It is sheer absurdity. If he carries a load of fuel, of wood, to Moriah for some so-called burnt offering, it is rather carrying coal to Newcastle. Putting aside all the above discussion, only this single plea rules out every possibility of Abraham's taking his only son to this place to offer him for sacrifice. In other words, the author, Mr. Abdus Sattar Ghori, is trying to establish that the place where the son of Abraham was offered for sacrifice could not have been any of the three places, and the fourth one that is to be talked of in the next episode, to be the place that could be described as Moriah, where his son was offered for sacrifice. And of course, later on he will raise this question, that if none of these claimed sites are Moriah, then which site exactly could properly be described as Moriah? May God open our hearts for what is true, and may God lead us to the right path so that we can see it clearly and we can follow it.